So let me encourage you to take your Bibles out of the pew racks there. Turn back to the story of the wise and the foolish builders. It's again found at Matthew's Gospel, the 7th chapter, verses 24 through 29. So for all of our children this morning and some of our youth as well, I want to thank you to start out the sermon today by picking out the sermon text for this morning. You picked a really good one. Now, you didn't know that you had picked it, right? But here's what happened. A couple of weeks ago when Miss Charlotte was singing with the kids, she asked you, what's your favorite song and what would you like to sing at the next intergenerational worship? And all of you that were there that morning said, The Wise Man and the Foolish Man. We want to sing that song. And so I got to thinking about it. If that was your favorite song, well, let's just have a little time in God's Word around one of your favorite songs and find out what Jesus meant by it when he told that story. And you know, as I thought about that, and then as I looked through some of my notes from years past, I've never preached on this text. So that I'm really thankful for you for picking it out for me this morning. Now, the follower of Jesus named Matthew, he's the one who wrote this gospel. And this story, which we also call a parable, of the wise builder and the foolish builder, was an important one for Matthew to end the teachings of Jesus that are sometime called the Sermon on the Mount. So this story comes at the end of this long section, really long section, of things that Jesus taught. And so you have to go back three whole chapters to get to the beginning of this section of Jesus' teaching. He taught in this section things like what you should do when you're mad with someone. Or how can we show and tell others about Jesus and about God's love? Other things you'll find in this teaching of Jesus that this parable summarizes is what God thinks about swearing and what God thinks about getting even when someone has hurt you. You'll find in here teachings that Jesus gave about the importance of loving your enemies or of giving to the needy. Also in this section, you find things about Jesus teaching about how to pray and how not to worry. And so Matthew ends this long, long section of Jesus' teaching with this little story that Jesus told at the end. And it's a great story to end with. So as you know, it's the story of these two builders, the wise builder and the foolish builder. One builds his house on bedrock. The other builds his house on sand. And here's another way of hearing the story. I'm going to see if it works this morning. I got a little video for us, and we're going to see it now.
Welcome. Today I'm going to tell you a very old story. It's from the Bible. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like the wise man who built his home on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not listen will be like the foolish man who built his house on the sand. This is how our story begins. One day in Lego City, two new builders arrived from out of town. They were both anxious to build a house. This is Todd. He's a wise, careful builder. And this is Joe. He is the exact opposite.
So when you building your house? Probably tomorrow, when I get the right supply.
I bet I can beat you.
But you haven't even picked out a place to build your house. Mine is going to be right there, on solid rock.
Right there. Sand is way cooler than rock.
I don't think that's quite a good... goodbye?
The next day, Todd and Joe met up at the rocks and sand and started to build their new homes.
One more block and...
Done. Haha, beat you. But just because Joe built faster than Todd didn't mean that his house would be better. Todd kept on building, for he knew that a good foundation and taking our time is important for building a home.
Can you go any faster?
I'm taking my time.
Wow, it's a good thing my house is finished.
Well, folks, you better hope your houses are standing strong tonight. We have a huge storm coming this way.
Oh no, I hope Joe knows about this.
Tonight on Where Are My Pants?
Honey, where are my pants?
Todd was right. A huge storm came with black clouds and pouring rain. Would their houses last? And the rain fell, and the flood came, and the winds blew and beat on Todd's house. But it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock. But the flood also came to Joe's house, and the winds blew and beat against Joe's house, and it fell. No, not my awesome house.
Oh no, Joe,
my house.
Joe, I tried to warn you. You can build a new house on the rock.
I guess you're right this time.
I love Lego City. So, kids, what do you know about a rock? Tell me some things about a rock. Liliana, tell me something about a rock. It's heavy, yes. Someone else, kid or young at heart? It's hard. They do come in many different shapes. This one is really nice. It's almost perfectly round. Something else, big ones are really hard to move. Now, what can you tell me about sand? I don't have any sand with me, but we all know something about sand. What do you know about sand? It's soft. Yeah. Ainsley? It's not together in one piece. You can move sand around pretty easily, right? So like when you play in your sandbox or whatever, it's easy to kind of build things with it that don't necessarily last long because sand is so soft. So Jesus said that a house that's anchored on the rock, that's solid, that's hard, that's tough to move, won't blow over when a big storm comes. And conversely, or on the other hand, a house that is anchored in sand will blow over or fall down when a big storm comes. And then Jesus sort of ended this story with these words: everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. So the first part about becoming a wise person is to listen to Jesus and to listen to God's word in the Bible. This is the first step, to listen to what Jesus teaches so that you understand what Jesus requires of anyone who would be his follower. Now, whether we realize it or not, listening is hard work. Listening is hard work. It requires that we pay attention. And it requires that we ask questions when we don't understand what we have heard or what we have read. So listening to Jesus and to God's word means we have to take some time every day to make the effort to regularly read the word, read the Bible, or if you're young and you're not reading yet, to hear the Bible read to you. It means we take the time to make the effort to hear the stories that are in the Bible and to learn the message of the Bible. And there's just no substitute for listening. Jesus says the wise person is the one who hears or who listens. You know, often people criticize the church and what the church teaches without even knowing really what the church is teaching or why it teaches certain things, because they haven't listened well or they haven't really listened at all to Jesus and to God's word. And when some have not understood what the church teaches or what Jesus taught, they often don't care to really dig into it and to find out, well, is their understanding right or not? So to be wise, to build your house on the rock, a firm foundation, you have to start by listening really well, paying attention to what God says. But that's only half of what's needed. The other part, Jesus says, is you have to practice what Jesus taught. You have to act, you have to do what Jesus commands. Knowledge is not enough. You also have to obey. So knowing the right things and knowing what's right to do must result in doing what's right as well. You know, we can be convinced that everything in the Bible is true, but if we don't do what the Scriptures command us to do, we won't build our house on Christ, on that firm foundation. Now, my own experience is this. My own experience is I can easily say, well, all that Jesus teaches, that's the truth. What I find really hard is then to do everything Jesus demands. I tend to believe it all. If Jesus said it, it's got to be true. But then kind of pick and choose when it comes to my obedience. So Jesus says to worship him as Lord. Yes, I'll do that. Jesus also says you've got to love your enemies. Well, really? Do I have to? Jesus says, pray in secret. Yes, I'll do that. But Jesus also says, don't be judging others. Well, really? That too? But Jesus says to become wise, you have to be anchored on a firm foundation, anchored in him. And that takes practice. That takes practice. We're called to practice everything that Jesus tells us to. Who in here has learned or is learning a musical instrument? Recorder, piano, guitar, flugelhorn. Yeah, there's most of you. Now, to get good at that, what do you have to do? You have to practice. Right. Who plays soccer, basketball, you're on your softball team, any sport, track? Not quite as many. That's interesting. Not as many that are doing musical instruments. But to get good, what do you do if you're on a team? What do you do every day after school? You go to what? You go to practice, right? Right, you go to practice. Here it is. So I don't know how many of you know this, but Mercedes, she's drawn a few bulletin covers for us. She's quite the artist. I know this might be a little small, but can anyone tell me what this is? It's a cat, right? The eyes of a cat. Now, this was not the first thing that Mercedes drew when she decided she wanted to practice and get good at art. This was something that she drew long after she started drawing things, and she practiced and drew that beautiful picture of a cat. Now, some of you were here really early. At 8 o'clock last night, Mr. Paul, where's Mr. Paul? Is he? Raise your hand, Paul. Paul? Oh. Good. He'll be back up there. But at 8 o'clock last night, Mr. Paul was over here practicing the organ. There he is. All right, yeah. Now, Mr. Paul knows how to play the organ, but he wants to be good at it. So he practices. And the same is true when it comes to following Jesus. We have to keep practicing what he commands us to do. And you know something? When you practice, obey something over and over again that Jesus says, you'll get better at it. And as you get better at it, you'll enjoy it more. That's true in sports. It's true in learning a musical instrument. It's true with art, like Mercedes can show. But the same is true in life. The more you practice following Jesus by obeying what he commands, the better you will get at living the life Jesus intends, and the more satisfying your life will become. Not the easier, not always happier, but more satisfying. This is because the life God created us to have is one that follows Jesus. And Jesus promised that living the way that he commands results in a life that is full, that is satisfying, and that is free. So that when life gets hard, kids, any of the children, which house had storms come against it and floods come against it? Which house in the story that Jesus told? Someone said it. Both of them. Both the wise man or the wise builder or the wise woman and the foolish one. So following Jesus doesn't mean life gets any easier. It just means that when those storms come, you're anchored in him and you know that he will see you through. The difference was that the life that was anchored in Jesus, the house that was built on the rock, the life that's anchored on the firm foundation of listening to what Jesus commands and obeying what the Bible teaches, will not crash and be destroyed when time gets tough and life gets really hard. And the reason for that, Jesus says, is because you are anchored in the rock. And it's the rock that will hold you. You can bet your life on that. So let's pray together. God, we thank you for this familiar story. But I pray for all of us today, we have heard it with new ears. We thank you for the way that our children have helped it come alive for us today in this worship, for the way they have sung your praise and helped us hear the good word of Matthew's gospel. And we pray, oh God, if we're in the midst of some of life's storms or if life for us is pretty calm right now, that we will be together listening well to you. And Lord, help us as we listen to understand, and when we don't understand, to ask questions, to keep struggling with what we don't understand, so that we can come to know the truth that you want us to know and live the way you call us to live, for our good and for the good of others and for your glory. Lord, I guess for most of us, it's probably not so much listening and believing as it is putting it into practice. Remind us of the importance of practicing every day. And when we don't get it right, when we mess up, help us to remember that you forgive us as we come to you and admit our failures, but that you also, God, give us strength to keep trying, to keep practicing. Lord, in doing that, help us to anchor our lives in Jesus so that we will be built on the firm foundation of his love, his grace, and his teaching. We pray this in the name of Jesus our Lord. Amen. All right, so I think our children are going to come and help us sing our closing song today.